Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Six and a hook.
I mean,
six and a hook Thursday night it is up to.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Niners are flirting with being a touchdown dog on Thursday night, which the latest bump, likely a reaction to what feels like today's news pushing us toward the idea of another Mac Jones start.
Yeah, you would figure. I think it's more than that. I think it's also a...
And Pearsall and Jennings.
That's what I think. And again, we talked to John Avello, who sets the number at DraftKings, and we talked about home field advantage and what it's worth, and we didn't get into the specifics of L.A., but I would guess that the L.A. Niner home field advantage is non-existent. I don't think that the Rams, they might get a point for being home against the Niners, but...
I wonder what their normal home bump is, and is it different when it's the Niners?
It's absolutely different, and you were talking about vivid seats during the break, where it's going to be more than three-fifths of every fan is going to be a Niner fan, we know that.
61-62% is the word online in terms of the number of tickets going to Niner fans for this game on Thursday
night. I do think that the line movement is part Brock Purdy, yes, but it's also no Pearsall, maybe no Jennings. We don't know... as of now, what the official report's going to be. But you talked yesterday about the Rams, and they had five guys on their injury list, and you might have heard of one of them. One of them is an offensive lineman, and beyond that, it's like...
Tyler Higbee, tight end. You know, No, the Rams are healthy, and the Rams are good, and the Rams are playing well, and they've beaten the Colts and the Eagles. They didn't beat the Eagles, but they kind of beat the Eagles. You know what I'm saying. They were right there, played great in Philadelphia for most of that game. And then they beat the Colts last week. These were really tight games. But, the Rams are good. The Rams are going to be hard to beat, and the Niners are clearly not at their best. And whether that's just about the quarterback or not, it's not. So, I get it. But that number is flying in an upward direction. Right now, Rams, 6.5-point favorite. Couple more from Brock Purdy after what we already played for you earlier. This is about simply the Niners, and if it's Purdy or Matt, going up against the difficult Rams defensive line.
Very talented. I feel like they got some young guys, man, that are just playing passionate right now and are disruptive across the board. And their scheme as a whole is really good. And I feel like they're really comfortable playing with each other right now. And so as a whole, it's gonna be a great challenge for us. We got to have answers and not obviously hold on to the ball too long, get the ball out, be smart with it. And at the end of the day, understand we're playing against a really good pass rush and got to find ways to win still. But we respect him a lot.
Okay, and then they got back to his playing status, and they pushed him a little bit on this idea of playing Thursday. He was asked if no practice today, if it's fair to then call him doubtful for Thursday.
Honestly, Thursday night football games are, they come quick, so anything can happen, but I'm still hopeful that I can, so we'll see.
Sounds like a yes. anything can happen.
Right.
That would suggest that, the heavy favorite is Mac Jones on Thursday night.
And there's no more doubtful. Right. So if there were a doubtful, he probably would be doubtful, I would guess. And so doubtful usually means outful. I don't know how, historically, the percentage of players who go from doubtful to in, it's about not 1 in 10, but maybe 1 in 25. It's very, very rare. And he only has two more days. And the toe is not great. And so I do think the prudent thing to do is to lay back and save Brock for Tampa Bay. Not that you can't win with a gimpy Brock in L.A. You can. Can you go forward with Mac Jones against L.A. on a short week? Well,
sure.
Yeah, and it's not a short week for Mac because he didn't play on Sunday.
That's a good point.
So when you talk about a short week, And if you don't have Pearsall or Jennings, and we don't know for sure, well, it's no longer a short week really for Sky Moore, who didn't play a ton. And, you know, Demarcus Robinson in a homecoming game, he didn't play a ton. And the one guy I'm looking for, and we'll get into this with Greg Cosell a little bit, although he doesn't like to talk about anything other than the film,
yep.
But 10 snaps for Brian Robinson. So if you don't have Pearsall and you don't have Jennings, unofficial, but if that's the way it goes, then if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I look at Christian McCaffrey and say, guess what? You are now Julian Edelman. You're going to go play the slot a bunch. And
I mean, he has been already anyway.
Right, the majority of his touches. And I did a deep dive on his week four touches, and we can get into it as we continue to go through the tape on the loss to Jacksonville. But you're right, Mark. Again, as many targets almost as carries, and why not have Brian Robinson Jr. out there? Go double Robinson's out there.
I mean, we have not seen as much of it as I thought we would. So, I'm with you. Hey, a couple from Kyle Shanahan. First, this was a little back and forth here about the decision to play Brock.
Will the decision to play Brock come down to pain tolerance?
No, it'll come down to do we feel he could play and to 100% of his ability, and do we feel that he can protect himself with it.
Okay, so that's Shanahan on what will kind of lead the decision there. And then he was also asked if Purdy was told last Sunday to not scramble.
No, he wasn't told that. You know, they said, you know, it was my first time dealing with people with a toe injury like that. I was trying to ask if it was like a high ankle sprain, like, is it something you just keep zinging over and over? They said, no, it's not like that. If you ever got caught in an awkward position on a tackle, is where you could hurt your toe again. But it doesn't work like an ankle or anything like that. And I think they got him on that when they took him down. So whether it's scrambling or just getting tackled was kind of the worry of it.
Okay, so not told to not scramble, but he might have been hesitant. Who knows? No idea what he was feeling during the game. He didn't report anything until after the game. And then one more from Brock, and I think this is kind of what a lot of people are saying. Look, if you skip this one, you get that mini bye. So are you motivated by the fact that if you take one more game off, you get a full week and a half before you play again?
100%. If I can play this game, I'm going to play. And obviously, you know, I want to get right and get healthy and everything, but we need to win this game against the Rams. So that's how I'm looking at it.
Okay. And see, that's kind of where I am. That's the way my brain works on this. The idea of preserving people for later, I think, is a projection that we can't count on. I get where you're coming from. I really do. I don't think Brock is going to play on Thursday.
Right.
I think it's unlikely, but I'd still be open to it, even knowing what we know. If the doctors clear him, if they feel like he can play well, if he can do his job, he's the starting quarterback of the Niners, and it's a huge game, and I'd play him.
Yeah.
That's all.
I understand that, but I mean, it's a huge game, but let's just say that he either plays or doesn't play and you lose. Well, now the Tampa Bay game is equally huge, because if you lose that, now you're 3-3. And now that great 3-0 start and 2-0 in the division, well, now you'd be 2-1 in the division, and you would be, what, 3-2 in the conference, which is also a tiebreaker as you get further down the road. So a loss to the Rams, no matter whether or not he plays or he sits, that makes the Tampa Bay game even bigger. Now, if you beat the Rams and he sits, well, the Tampa Bay game is no longer as big. You'd be 4-1, 3-0 in the division, sitting pretty. I mean, you wouldn't be sitting totally great.
Yeah,
but
they're all big.
They're all big, but the division games are bigger. And yep. I agree with Brock on that. But if you lose this one, Brock or no Brock, the Tampa Bay game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Becomes bigger in my eyes, because now you would be, you know, in a three-game losing streak. And if you lose that, now you're 3-3, and you're kind of stuck in a spot.
I get it. I always think that, like, there's one game on the schedule, and it's a huge game. The next one.
Yeah, and that's how they look at it.
Like,
sure.
I don't know that sitting or playing. By the way, if you play Thursday, you also still get a week and a half off in order to get ready for Tampa Bay. I understand that it could hurt more, but it might not hurt more.
But if you don't play, then you end up getting 2 weeks off.
Right. I understand that. And, like, he got 3 weeks off last time and thought he was 100% and then went out and it started hurting again. So he could get 2 weeks off this time, and the exact same thing could happen at Tampa Bay in a week and a half. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.